This is a production of Cornell University.
EA meeting, August 18th, 2010.
Wait, you like undergarden? Yeah, I got to hear my voice now. Oh. I was doing my kindergarten. So let's call our meeting to order. It is 12:21. First thing I want to do is something that Gary started for us last year, is to go around and if everybody could share something, good bit of news, bad bit of news, whatever you want to share, but just something for the group. We'll start.
I have a new job.
Woo!
Wow. I start September 13th, and I'm the manager of marketing and communications for the Office of Executive Education at the Hotel School.
Oh, cool.
Congratulations.
Oh,
that's
great.
That's awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
no, I made it up.
So, I have a new job, too. I'm the Deputy Director of Community Relations. I'm the director.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Wow, that's awesome, Gary.
I don't know. Thanks. My summer's been crazy. I don't know if any of you have been over to AAP, but it's just under construction everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so we had a lot of faculty and staff moving all over, which means setting them back up in a new temporary office and then moving them again. And IT world's been extremely busy this summer for me. Just trying to survive.
Well, since this is being recorded, I'll tell you something about my private life. My daughter doesn't want anyone to know that she's taking her driving test next Friday. That's exactly a senior, and hopefully she'll pass.
Oh, she will.
Otherwise, it's been a great summer, right?
Drop hard work here otherwise.
It's been a great summer, just waiting for the kids to get back to school, and more than me waiting for the kids to get back to school, my husband is because he's had all three kids all summer long, and there's that commercial that shows the parents going, yeah, that commercial. So yeah, our family's getting ready to do school shopping and stuff. All right, let's go back.
Overworked, underpaid, disgruntled, and I hate this week.
Thank you for
being here. For what? I didn't do it for years. Well.
This is kind of personal, but CALS is working on this renewable biomass energy facility that we got some traction and has a very interesting donor. So we need something to happen this semester. It's actually made it up from this meeting that's going on next week.
So
it's
Kirby, right?
Kirby,
yeah.
Unfortunately, Drew Lewis, the director of operations, has been very involved, has not taken the job, so he's a little hit there. But
within Cornell?
No. No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
I just got back Monday from 2 months off. Quite lovely. I spent 5 days at Omega in Rhinebeck, meditating and sitting around a lake. So it was really rough, I have to tell you. Anyway, so I'm glad to be back. I don't know if you saw the paper this morning, but my picture was on the front page.
Wow.
Below the fold, not above the fold. We're working up to above the fold.
Next time.
But it's not about me. There's a group of us that has been working together this summer on a project called Healing Ithaca, to try to bring the community together in a really positive way in response to some of the racial tensions and other things that have happened with Sean Greenwood's death and Officer Banks' house burning up. So we had our first event last night, and there were more than 60 people there, and it was really scary.
Summer was nice, had a month off. And we bought a house, so we're going to move.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Sean, please.
Do you have another house that you're selling?
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to the actual moving, but I'm looking forward to actually being there.
And where's the house you wanted before you moved it? Or a different house?
No, but it's a nice one.
Good.
Better in every way.
Good.
Sort of.
Didn't work out for a reason.
That's right.
I survived a week long
vacation in Shenandoah National Park in Virginia with my kids. 7 days, no TV.
Wow.
No digital anything. A lot of hiking, a lot of playing Uno. Back to work.
Thank goodness for Uno.
Yeah, thank goodness for Uno. Mm-hmm. Apparently there's SpongeBob Uno that has special cards. That's different.
That's not right.
Oh, Curtis. We were just going around the room and everybody's just kind of sharing just something personal, work-related, good, bad, whatever. Just.
Oh, well, it's been a crazy summer for me. I had PSP, and this year the hotel school brought in 12,
mm-hmm.
which normally we only have 8 or 6 students. So it's been crazy there. Now I'm taking a class, econometrics. Do not take econometrics. Definitely if you haven't dated calculus in 11 years. That was really hard. Currently I'm on vacation, and so I just got in today from being in Boston for the week. And now in 2 days, hopefully I'm going to move to my new apartment. So it's been crazy, but good.
So I've got everybody on my list. Checked everyone here, but I just kind of went down, so I'm not going to take attendance. Any late additions to the agenda for today? We don't have a very long agenda. Okay, then we'll get right down to business of the day. So the executive committee met just to go over some of the things that we've done on our retreat, and I'm going to ask Leslie to talk about what we did.
I'm trying to finish chewing.
Sorry.
Okay. So we met to talk. We had two goals for the conversation, and we accomplished them, I think. One was to determine what our sort of vision purpose is for the year, and then the other was to develop some goals around that. And we took the information that we had generated in our brainstorming at the retreat and used that as our inspiration. So the first, we decided that our role as the employee assembly is to be an active voice for staff at Cornell. And our goals for this year would be enlarging the EA, which we've already begun working on, and increasing our visibility. So those were the two things really that came out for us from the retreat. We also agreed that it would be important for us to measure those goals so that at the end of the year we could determine whether we actually accomplished them. And we came up with some ideas, but would be very open to other ways that we might also be able to think about measurement. So for the enlarging the EA, election results would be the most obvious way to measure that goal. And then for the second goal of increasing visibility, we had several. One was counts of on the website visits, number of times our name is published, number of emails coming to us, number of outside visitors to meetings, and Facebook friends. So if there are other ideas that you think would help us measure our goals, those two goals, the executive committee will be meeting on Tuesdays in the alternate weeks from when this group meets at noon. Our goal is to have the agenda out by the Thursday after that meeting, so the Thursday prior to the Wednesday meeting. That's a lot of days, but that makes sense. Did I miss anything?
No, one of the things, I don't think really missed it, but one of the things that we want to try and do is by having out the agenda and the minutes from the last meeting earlier, that people will have an opportunity to read the meeting minutes before we come so we don't spend time reading minutes. So if you have changes or things, be able to get them to Amy beforehand, and we won't take time in the meetings to really read through them unless there's some substantive change to the minutes. This way we can just move very quickly through that. We also talked a little bit about modifying our agenda so that we're not asking committees to report at every meeting, but Catherine will be contacting people, committee heads, just to say, if you have something to really share, other than we're going to have a meeting kind of thing, that we won't have you on the agenda unless you do that. And if we don't see you on the agenda for a while, we'll ask you to be on the agenda to report, just so that we can keep moving things forward and setting goals, and Catherine's really excited to dig into that. And I know Amy's gotten some word out about committees in the public and stuff like that.
Yeah. Spending lots of money on Facebook.
Office mail today. So it came from Rick.
Oh, Well, Amy,
we did, and we just lost into another mailing.
And I got an email today from someone asking about committee, so they may have gotten that because I got an email this morning. So, but that's all that I have there. I guess Ben is not here yet, so we won't hear from him. Just report from the chair, obviously. The executive committee has just met. One of the things that we have outstanding that I'd like to talk about at our next meeting is we put that email call for the bridge barrier. I'm going to forget. Bridge barrier. Resolution. Sorry. Losing my words today, but the bridge barrier resolution. We've come to find out that we cannot pass resolution via email. So we've gotten a lot of favorable responses to it, but I'd like... I'll send it out again via email. I'd like everyone to take a look at it, and then we can have a discussion and then formally vote on it at our next meeting and go from there. But the president, we've made him aware of the resolution and that there has been positive response to it. We've also had feedback from the GPSA and the SA and the UA that they appreciated us checking in with them and that they were feeling similar-minded. So that was good. I also want to thank Leslie for going to the Common Council meeting and when they talked about the bridge barriers and showing our support for that, there was a positive vote. So we have new, much nicer barriers. If anybody's gone over the bridges, there are much nicer barriers up now, and those will be temporarily in place until a permanent solution is created. I also want to thank Gary for putting together the staff notes program. And has everybody seen it? I think it was great, and I got a lot of positive feedback from people on that. So,
thank you.
You're welcome.
So, moving on to approval minutes, if everyone wants to take a few minutes to look through those. These are all the way from June 2nd.
Okay, this one because I thought
your last true meeting. Our last real meeting. If you can remember that far back. Take a motion if anybody's ready.
Approve the minutes.
Second.
Second.
Okay. Minister approved. Thank you. So now to move on to committee reports. Leslie Morris is our new chair of the communications committee, which was split out from the vice chair position last year.
Sure. I've been rather busy job searching, but I did meet with Donna Goss from the Paw Print. We had a really nice meeting over coffee, and she's going to set aside space for us every other week in the Paw Print, so we'll have a set spot in the conference or whatever news you want to share, and I think there's probably something we can always share or try to promote, like elections or join our committees, that kind of thing. So just, I know there's going to highlight committees, people to join committees in the next conference, and she's also going to become a much more active member of the communications committee, so there'll be more information sharing there, and she's excited about that. I will be starting to draft a new, our next edition of EA News. There's some discussion about how often we want that to go out. I don't know if anybody has any feedback on that. You can send me an email or just approach me or whatever, but we were talking about maybe trying to bump it up so it's a little bit more frequent. So maybe every other month as opposed to and also, if you have things you want to go in the next issue, we should be thinking about. Gary's always said about things, sort of, you know, just shoot me an email. Then we can talk about that. I'll have something drafted. And I was very anxious to get a committee meeting going, but there's so much fluctuation in the committee members. We have a lot of people drop out. I know we want to get new people on, so I'm just going to hold off for a little while until the committee members get a little bit more established, and then we'll be meeting monthly. We'll have a set date and time. And if anybody would like to join the committee, you're more than welcome.
With the EAE News, can you just kind of send out like what month you'll want to do them so that people have an idea of when the
we can do a calendar, so you know, a deadline, publication date. Mm-hmm.
And also the sort of parameters, like how many words, if there's a limit to.
Yeah, and it would be great to get information from all across campus.
Yeah. I'm wondering if it would be, can I just make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Would it be, I'm just saying this because for me, I need maybe other people would find this helpful. Would it all be at all helpful if all the committees were required to write something every time?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That way, there'll always be something in there, even if it's a piece of news or
right.
a schedule or something. I don't know, putting it out there.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good idea. I mean, I think if there's really nothing going on in the committee, then, you know, then we won't do it just for the sake of doing it. But
right.
I would love to hear from the committee.
Yeah, let's do that on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think that shows people that, you know, we're working and we're getting done. So.
And I think it will help staff come back, too, and be able to say, oh, you know, education's talking about this. I always am curious about that.
Right.
Okay.
That's good.
Thank you. Anything else? Communication? Anyone wants to throw out, share ideas?
Well, I still think the sort of the relationship, what I do best, you know, sort of the talking with people, and so the personal stuff too. I think it's really important. And I don't know if it's really necessary to institutionalize it, but I still wanted to maintain that connecting with people that you work in your work unit really makes a big difference.
And we do have a kudos came in on our kudos email
mm-hmm.
from a staff person who wanted to congratulate another staff member who received their degree.
Oh, no.
So I got that blurb for people collectively for our next one. So hopefully that will get the ball rolling for people acknowledging other staff for accomplishments. Celia, do you want to talk a little bit about education and fees?
So the... Seed is an event that happens every year, and it's called Staff Education Experience Day. And they invite vendors who have some relationship to education or career development, including banks, I guess. Although I don't think banks came this year, but you know, but student loans, you know, so anything that's kind of related in some way comes. And they have a little table and that kind of thing. And then there's also door prizes and workshops. This year they did things a little bit differently. They had a couple of workshops, which I think staff really, really like. I did one on skill assessment, and I actually got some feedback afterwards from people who were in the workshop, so I really reached out to them. And with that said, one of the departments in HR is starting a career development program for staff later on this fall, and as I get more information on it, I do have a brochure that I'm going to bring you today, but it looks like it was designed for the team program. I think a more permanent one is coming out, as with Judy and Maria. So when once that comes out, I'll bring that information. So okay. that's happening.
That'd be good for the EA News.
Yes,
mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
And if you want to do just a small recap of the seed, and what we can what we can do is if we get longer articles, we'll just link out, you know, we'll say seed was a big success, we did this, da da da, and then we'll link out to the store, something on the website. website, probably.
It won't be anything about seeing on the website. It's just
no, but I mean,
we'll
something
on the
website. Okay,
well,
good. I'll send that to you.
All right. Collectively, yes.
So, anyway, I'm also going to be a coach for that, by the way. So anybody's looking for it. There are going to be a couple of us. There's a couple of volunteer career coaches that have been recruited by this group to do coaching for staff. So that'll be starting, a program that's starting later in the semester. So, very pretty busy girl. Anyway,
that's what you might really need.
It is really needed. Mm-hmm. That became very clear. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping to do some more workshops because I think that's not really appreciated.
I mean, there's things for people who have been laid off, but
right.
if you're just looking to better yourself, yep, or you feel like you're in an unstable environment,
right.
Yep.
And there seemed to be quite a range of people at the workshops that I did. Some of them just out of curiosity, but some of them really want to do real career change. Some of them were in jobs that they really liked originally, and then they got changed with all the reorganizing. Mm-hmm. And so there was quite a range of people. It was really interesting, actually. It's what I say. I think it's something worth thinking about, like, who are our constituents? Well, there you are. That's mm-hmm. an example of mm-hmm. the sort of problems and challenges that they have. So it was quite good. Attendance was a little low this year, but we think the publicity for it didn't work as well as it could have. The people who are in charge of this year knew, but it was very successful and that it got very high. The evaluations were extremely positive. People really got a lot out of it. And then, but with that said, I think it's really worth doing for years. So anyway, so that maybe you have more EA or more EA presence next year. So, and then just flipping over to the committee, I got bugged out, I tell you, by ownership employees or the education community, in part because the membership wasn't very inspiring. It go to like one person coming, like Gary. And I sort of felt a lot of pressure from last year with all the worries about layoffs, and I didn't know my job was up in the air. But I'm really going to try to make a concerted effort to be a little more focused. I'm hoping that if you know of anybody who wants to be part of it, the things we're going to be doing this year will be mainly communicating what the benefits are in simple terms, because I know a lot of times staff are still very confused by all the amounts. And then the other one is to start listing available education opportunities that aren't necessarily, trying to get them all in one place. So that's going to kind of be scattered, and there are some educational options that people are probably not aware of. So that's the goal for this semester. So if you know of anybody who'd like to be part of it, or if anybody else would like to be, we are going to try to work. And we're only going to meet once a month.
I think that's sort of an issue. I mean, before I got involved with EA, I'd gotten a flyer saying be on an EA committee, I'd be like, I have no idea what this is.
Right.
Garbage.
Yeah.
So maybe that's something we can focus in on the EA news a little bit too. Try to get more information out or personalize it some way. I don't know.
Well, it's hard. We can talk.
Yeah.
Because
I think there's people, and I lost a lot of people on the committee, so
I'm
concerned about that as well.
Yeah. Well, it seemed like that was what was asked for in the email that came in today. More information about what are the committees
right.
do.
Right.
So we'll have to.
What email?
Leslie and I got an email from someone who said, I'm interested in finding out more about the committees, but are there descriptions, when do they meet, how long have they been meeting kind of thing.
Right.
So I think it seems more like you're establishing meeting monthly, Celie's establishing meeting monthly, that we can get those things on the website so people
mm-hmm.
will know what the expectation is
mm-hmm.
for the commitment. Celie, one of the other things that
mm-hmm.
Could be interesting with education, and I know Gemma couldn't be here today, and we're going to maybe talk about budget at our next meeting, but there are a lot of workshops and things offered on campus,
mm-hmm.
but there's a cost to them.
Yep.
So it may be interesting to look at talking with this group that's doing career development about funding some of these things, or maybe the EA could fund a scholarship or something that may be beyond what we should do, but I think that there are a lot of people who may want to do things and their departments don't have the resources to support them. And
that's
really
okay, that sounds great. I'll put that on our list here.
Okay. Anything else for education? Does anyone on any of the other committee chairs have anything they want to talk about right now? I figured it's been a pretty quiet summer.
Yeah, I could mention the personnel policy committee. We tried to meet over the summer and basically no one was attending the meeting. So the last one, I think it was like just Michelle and I. so we ended up canceling it. So we are planning on looking to continue through this year. I'm not sure about the side of the person for summer. And she wants to continue on as co-chair. We want to continue focusing on the one policy that we were focusing on is actually a major objective in our department this year is the flex policy and really rethinking it. The word agile organization rather than flexible work is one we're kind of playing with and toying with. We're thinking about kind of recreating it in a very different way. So that's going to be moving ahead, and we have very clear deliverables by the end of the fiscal year on actually having a plan in place for it. So I really would see that committee working very hard on helping to give the perspective of what works, what makes sense. Are we thinking of all of our constituents and when we're drafting up what this is going to look like and what the recommended changes that we need in the policy. So we will continue. And then if any other policies happen to come up that people want some sort of a review on or something we can add to the agenda, but we want to continue to progressing with that policy because we think it's a really important one.
Is that a plan by the end of the year?
Yeah, we need to have a plan. Our plan, we have actually a PIP, a project implementation plan that's in draft form right now, and the end deliverable on that is that by the end of the year we're going to have kind of recommended full revisions to the policy. As anyone who's worked on changing the policy knows, it's at Cornell, it can sometimes be a couple year process to get through all the committee levels, but if at least we can have in front of them that these are the changes that we want to make, then we can start that process right into place. We really want to be able to promote more. And we have a tie-in in that committee to sustainability, and that's going to be a big key for us too, is really trying to promote more compact work weeks and promote more working from home to help with our sustainability objectives.
Thank you. Any old business?
Any new business?
Well, we're going to set some directions.
You want to mention the orientation session?
Oh, Amy sent out an email about the orientation session next Tuesday, 9 to 10, at the Short Center in the Film Forum, right? That's where we are. So hopefully people will be able to be there. If not, Amy will just give you your book.
She'll yell at you all later.
She'll yell at you and,
I think everyone should attend, not just for new members.
New members are especially encouraged to attend, but everyone is welcome because Tommy will do a little welcome and then Ari will do sort of a overview on Robert's rules and sort of that sort of thing. So
you learn something, definitely.
Great. Thank you.
Well, this is actually an old business and I just want a quick mention is notice
of response. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, we have us actually went through the trainer, Billy, Tanya, and I did. And you're doing your first co-facilitation.
I did. And I'm doing another one. I've heard from Catherine. I'm assuming I'm doing another one this Friday. So,
And so that will start to happen. And I'm actually meeting with Catherine from Gannett next Tuesday to think of a plan for rolling them out in the employee population more. The faculty side, they've had more because of Senate Student Codes program, but we're going to be talking about rolling it out. We feel it's really important to roll it out in the HR community as one of the starting places, but in many cases, manager will come to their HR person, just like when they go now an employee, the HR person has been trained and will be able to help a little bit more, and then look for others to start rolling it out, and also if there's a possibility to roll it out in the supplies program as well. So we're going to look at what options are available, keeping in mind that you know, right now we're not sure what's going to happen this right fall, and so we think it's going to be okay, but keeping that in mind.
What do you mean by that? You mean
we
do more of the respond, or just
they have a very aggressive commitment for
the new student
notice,
right?
So, in terms of resources, the quicker that those of us who are trained can get up to speed and run them, the better. So,
Yeah, and I think getting it out to the HR people is great. I brought it up to my supervisor, and he didn't. And they're doing one for our faculty and had no idea that it would benefit staff at all.
Yep. And one of the things I should also note is that we're probably going to do a couple of slides on threat assessment for the staff. I would think we're working on that. Because when you notice somebody in distress, it can be multiple things. It could be, you know, threat to themselves, but it also could potentially threat to others around them. So we're putting a couple of slides on that for the staff version.
Actually, that specific number of for organizational violence is going on.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, really good.
Yep.
Exactly.
Heard about
yep. So we really need to, you know, ramp that.
That's why we felt that was very important to put on the one, at least the HR crew, but possibly for bigger staff.
We get some unhappy students someday, so.
Yeah. Thank you. Any other business?
Is there any word on the enlarging the EA that group has been talking about? That?
I don't think that you guys haven't had a chance to.
No.
Okay. Open forum, anybody, anything?
I have a question, maybe for Amy. I don't know if you can answer this. How did you spend any money last year? Communications committee funding? Does that roll over into Leslie's account this year?
I'll have to ask Peggy. I know sometimes it doesn't exactly roll over from committee to committee, but typically, if say the EA has $9,400, which coincidentally had $9,400 this year again, whatever's left over, if there's $500, rolls over to the EA. It doesn't necessarily committee to committee exactly.
Okay.
So.
How do we find out what I'm
thinking? Gemma just got, she hasn't had a chance to look at it, so we'll be passing those out shortly. But we didn't spend hardly any of our money last year.
I'm good at spending your
money. Yes, frugal. We were very frugal last year, so spend, often spend, no.
So
well,
if I wanted to do an event through the EA, through the employee association, I don't know, something I need to say,
and I don't really have a committee has a little bit of money.
They have a little bit, but if I want more, can I, how do I do that? Like, let's say I'm going to do something.
I would put in a request to Gemma.
Okay.
As the finance person. And then we can discuss it. Okay.
Well, I was just thinking, if we have extra money this year and we want to increase our visibility, maybe even the student communications committee, we can have a big event, whether it's ice cream social or a free lunch or whatever. The president's address was a huge success last year.
And we'll do that again this year, right?
And if you're, if we lost that, if you want communication, then I'll stay or come back or whatever.
Well, that's up to you. That's up to you. You know, I'd love to have you, but, you know.
Well, it's only three of us. You'd probably be there. You know?
I think Ned had something.
No, it's more important.
Oh, okay.
I was just going to ask, did you say you had a date for the president's address?
No.
Oh,
waiting for a date.
We're waiting for a date.
I know when the staff football day is, but I don't have a date from the president's office when the address could take place yet.
Is it usually the Monday of the week?
Usually it's
fall break Monday, isn't it? Fall break Monday?
It's always the staff. It used to be called staff week.
Staff celebration.
Yes.
Staff
celebration. Yeah, mm-hmm. But there really isn't a staff celebration week like it used to be anymore.
Yeah,
but
we know.
So
we need one.
So staff celebration day with the lasagna dinner and the football game and all that. So it's usually right in there, close to that.
Ned?
So I've been attending meetings over the summer for the UA Tech Committee. They're streamlining their charter, rewriting the whole thing, and pushing responsibilities over the bylaws. They reduced the number of committees down to campus planning, diversity and inclusion, environmental impact, sustainability, family support, health services, IT, public safety, transportation, it was even longer before. And so we're in the middle of finalizing or taking a draft and getting a final draft, and then the UA will bring it forward to the office of the committee, the assembly. The goal is to better serve and that was coordinated between information flow from bodies like this and affected people. For instance, I'm on the IT committee, subcommittee, and so Steve Schuster and Tim Durnford and a bunch of people in the meeting with R&D just to say, how can we better communicate two ways? So, just put up with that.
Great.
Is
Thank
there
you.
A new president, a new chair of the UA for this coming year?
You would ask that question.
It's still Charlie Walcott.
It is.
Still Charlie.
Ed Strong, if you know the co-chair. Ed Strong, co-chair.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too.
We were sparsely attending Charlie State four years.
Anything else?
When is this, I'm sorry, when is this staff celebration day?
Oh, the football game. I don't have it with me.
Okay. I was just thinking.
I can send it to you an email when I get back.
That'd be great. I was just thinking, coming off your idea, we did something on staff celebration day in the partnership somehow.
No, I was just thinking too that, you know, I think last year we were all kind of like just in survival mode and we were just trying to keep up on all the information that was coming out. And, you know, maybe this year one of our goals could just be just to try to boost morale. Those of us that are still here, like, you know, giving away free dinner certificates, you know, have raffles for things, you know, that just, I don't know.
One of, actually, that you just brought up something. One of the things that we did talk about in executive committee is maybe creating up a card like this that we can give out to area heads, supervisors, people on the EA, whomever. But it's a "I caught you doing something good" card. So it's just a little, you know, if you see someone or whatever, you want to give them something. It's just kind of a brighten your day. It's hokey, but it's good. To make people happy.
As much as it seems hokey,
right.
At CIT we did the values cards, and when someone would receive one, it really did make the day.
Right.
I mean, people were really thrilled to receive them, and they would actually pack them up on their bulletin boards when they received one. So I think that it goes a long way. I mean,
I
saying thank you once in a while really makes a huge difference.
I don't know if there's a way to, well, you might have to capitalize on this, where you give somebody one of these cards, they're
good for
to win to a drawing.
Right.
Or something like that.
Or that's a paw print, like such and such from this department, so would.
Right. Yeah.
We had talked about tracking that, and then we figured how would we track all of that, but that's a great idea if somebody gets one and they send it in.
They might want to keep it, though, so I'm just,
Well, the other option is that it could have on it a coupon. It could be worth a cup of coffee at a retail dining unit or something like that.
And then they hand it in, and then the retail dining gives to us.
Right.
The retail dining charges us,
Then they don't get to pay for their wall with it. But,
oh, that's true.
But it is
a
gifty thing.
Yeah.
So
maybe dining will split the cost.
They might.
Oh, yeah.
So something that we'll talk about in the staff recognition committee, but that was something that we talked about as a group. Yes?
I have information, just generic information, as an employee to the body, is, as I don't know if we talked about here, but with all the stress from last year, it's not surprising that some of our best talent are looking at us for now. I've already lost IT among people, and it happened in 1962, and I worked with it. You can count on people are people in the so just put it out there, and I don't know how, just this information, just you didn't know, we're losing significant high-qualified people.
APS, too. A lot of people.
A lot of faculty and staff.
Exactly.
They're not being asked to leave, they're leaving.
My department.
On another note, just I don't know if anybody's on the Transportation Advisory Committee or Parks in any of the lots. They're changing lot designations.
Yeah.
Again, and
what does that mean?
lot, like parking lot designation. So people, a bunch of people over in law school, Schwartz Center area, got new permits in the mail and said you're booted from your lot and you're in a further away lot and all this kind of stuff without any indication in all of our spots given to people who were on another wait list for a closer lot because they would pay more money. So I called transportation and, you know, had a really great conversation with Helen Stay and said, you know, this is not caring about employees at Cornell and this is, you know, that you're not being considerate and thinking about these people who, you know, you've given them no option at the start of the semester kind of thing. And they responded to it very quickly and actually worked something out and have accommodated people who didn't want to make the change. So I thought that was really great. And they turned that around in like 3 days where they originally said, you have to wait until the students come back and there's nothing we can do.
But you got to wonder how many other employees are dealing with this and if this is an issue we should...
Yeah, is it bigger than just the last over on the campus? Or is it
there's a whole missive that went out from transportation to the advisory committee. I think SA Lot was a bunch of lots were being renamed, but there were no changes. The lots weren't moved; they were just being renamed so that they had fewer name designations. But there was. I think SA and X, I can send out the notice to everyone, but there were a couple that the lot designations were changed. Unfortunately, I don't have access to lists of who are in those lots, so you'll contact them. One of the things, you know, I talk to custodians who I work with and other people who I know work in the law school and stuff who complained about it. But other than going out and putting little flyers on their cars saying, if you're unhappy about this, contact the EA or transportation, which we could do.
You put your name on those.
Okay. Contact Amy O'Connell. 57075.
But again, if it's an issue of them, it's a done deal. Here's your new permit. Deal with it.
And she was, when I said that I didn't think that they were supporting President Scorton's sense of community and caring about people, that they didn't take that into consideration when they just made this happen, and she was very upset that we thought that they were uncaring, and I said, well, you know, what else did you basically gave my spot away to someone else along with another 7,500 people.
And that raises some very interesting questions about our role in EA and what we're doing here, why we're here, and it's something to think about, and for much conversation another time. Because, I mean, it's not really up to us to train people to be part of the caring community. But on the other hand, the lack of really empathy between people who are decision makers, from transportation to dining, all of those things, even deans and people in our colleges, it's actually startling. I think I found it more here at Cornell than any other institution I've ever worked for. And I don't know what that is. And I don't know if it's we're talking about or if it's something that I'm just imagining. But that kind of decision making happens all the time. You know, you have a bus pass today, you don't have one tomorrow. I mean, even though we do, I'm just saying.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm just saying there's just a sense of kind of a meanness, actually. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's intended that way. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what that means for us, whether that's our business or whether we really want to think about a way to, you know,
well, I think,
talk about it, address it.
I mean, I think in a way it is our business. And I think in a way being really immediately reactive to something, you know, and I just picked up the phone. Yes, it affected me personally, so I felt I needed to pick up the phone, but I also said, I need to know all of these things because I'm going to need to bring this to the EA.
Right.
Because this is affecting a number of employees.
Yeah.
And she was responsive to that, and, you know, I mean, I think that was great, but I think, you know, had I not called her and then waited and then we debated, but just picking up that phone and having that initial conversation, I think we should all feel comfortable doing that and saying, I'm calling because I need facts so I can bring them back.
Okay. That's
two.
Good. I appreciate that.
Well, and I think, I'm not trying to speak for what happened in this situation because I don't have any idea, but my sense is that, and this happens a lot at Cornell, the people who are involved in the decision making forget that they're not communicating to the people who are affected.
Right.
And so they think that they've done due diligence because they've been thinking about it and talking about it forever. And so in their minds, it's become ordinary and it's become, everybody knows about it.
Right.
And so there isn't
a communications person who is out there letting people know that this is what's on the agenda, this is what's being talked about, this is what could happen, that sort of thing. But I think it's less, in some situations, it's less about caring than it is about not knowing how to communicate.
Right.
Because I had a conversation with Helen in the spring about the concerns that students were raising because the bus schedule changed.
Yeah.
And we wanted to have parking and transportation come in and talk about it, and they felt like they had done their due diligence, they had done focus groups, they had been talking to students, and they'd done all these things, but it still got communicated, boom, here it is.
Right.
And so there was this, the gray part wasn't there.
Yeah. I mean, it feels really kind of mushy in a way, and it's a little hard to define. I'm sorry if it sounds that way, but it's, and I think what's happening is I'm communicating what I'm feeling as opposed to what the facts are, so I apologize, but I'm just putting it out there. That's something to sensitize our understanding about.
Well, and I'm right. And I think they've changed Tanya's spot and the other four people who are being vocal about it, but I think they're still.
Well, there were a lot of vocal. She said she's been getting a lot of calls. She's getting a lot of calls, she said.
So how you got through.
I didn't want to work for a part time.
No.
Anyway,
okay.
Well, what might be interesting, and I've been saying this about the whole community thing, is really articulate, and I don't believe there's any negative intention.
Yeah.
I really don't believe any of us deliberately trying to do something to make someone feel badly here. And I think it's just the whole thing. They're much further along in the process, and to them, it is normalized. I think what might be helpful, and I don't know if there's any way we can do it, is here are behaviors that make employees feel like they exist in a caring community. Here are the behaviors that make employees feel like they don't exist in a caring community.
Right.
And create almost like a doctrine on behalf of the employees to help people understand what they're doing wrong. Because some of them are just, you know, it's not intentional. It's just think about it.
Right.
And this is what makes us feel good. And this is what doesn't make us feel good.
Yeah, and I think that was a big part of my conversation with Helen, that it didn't make me feel good as an employee. It made me feel valued when it could have not been that way had I heard about it in a different way.
Right. There's a lot of missed opportunities, I think, in the process of getting
this done. I mean, one thing we could do is write the vice presidents and the deans and the presidents. Because part of this is our problem. We're not on enough people's radar.
Right.
So there's decisions being made. No one's saying, you know, we better run this by the EA.
Mm-hmm.
We are so far from that. And it's no one's fault here. This is like 20 years' fault. So we're just not a player. Until we get to that point where it's the folks up and down this hall and elsewhere say, boy, we sure as hell better go to the EA on this. Let them know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe just at the beginning of the academic year, we can reach out to the key folks here and just reiterate our willingness to be a sounding board or to help or be a front-end resource for folks. And after a while, become pro forma, that, the EA is part of this stream.
It's getting better, however. It's a little bit better than it used to be.
Yeah, we're about 11% where it
used to be. 12%, right?
But in your next meeting with Mary or whoever use this as an example.
What if we had a resolution that the administration agreed to that any decision that affected, say, more than 20 staff members was run by us, no matter what it was, whether they were layoffs or parking changes or, anything that affects more than X amount of staff members on the university is run by us. And if the president agrees to that resolution, then there you go.
I mean, I think the way to I think the way to spin it is to say widespread policy changes that impact an overarching number of people. To me, the parking thing, it was parking a change widespread that hit a lot of community members. That would have been something that would have been great to have a heads up on. I can't imagine the university saying, "Oh, we're going to change how CIS does its whatever, and that affects 25 people." So, but I think something that impacts across the campus community, I think that's a great idea.
Or if it's across division.
Right.
Yeah. How about you just leave the number out and just say a critical mass?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And let them define it.
Yeah. I'm wondering if a sort of a move-on approach to something like have a, I just don't even know if employees even know sometimes when things are changing. changing, and maybe we need to do like an email alert email to people, to across campus from us, saying, okay, these are the changes, and then give them an opportunity to respond. Maybe it needs to happen, let's say, maybe it needs to happen from a grassroots level, I mean, mm-hmm. let's say, right. just for the sake of argument,
instead of the other way around.
Anything else?
You said we were leaving early. 20
minutes.
19 minutes. I had a final question. Do we want people to come to these meetings?
Do we want people?
Do we want to have folks? Do we want to be invitational and have folks say you're welcome to come to our meetings?
Like guests or speakers?
Anybody.
Well, yeah, we're open to the community.
Right. I mean, on paper, we're open to the community, but are we?
But like,
are,
go out, like go out and invite people to come to the meeting.
Are we invitational? I guess that's the question. And do we want? Do we want folks?
Well, I think so. Why wouldn't we? Because then we would get a sense of what was going on for them. I invited people who were complaining about the transportation thing. I told them they should come to the meeting.
And then maybe, like, you know, because I think you guys are doing a great job of making these agendas distinct, and we have an open forum, like, kind of, you know, hear from folks who are visiting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think there should be some way for us to remind people when we meet, where we meet, and that it is open and that people are encouraged to come, because otherwise, it stays small. We're going to have a harder time with enlarging our membership if people don't know what we're about. And it continues to feel like it's just about us instead of about the community.
So, Amy, are all of our meetings on the university events calendar?
Mm-hmm.
So they'll pop up on that so you can post the screen as what to do, I think.
Yeah, I see them up there sometimes right on the homepage.
It's on the academic calendar that has all the dates and times and
we can invite people to conference. I was being pretty good about posting it on our Facebook page, all 20 people that are on there.
Right.
And maybe if we, when we send out an EAE news, if we can do that, like time that a couple days before an EAE meeting, so that'll be a reminder for people.
And I think it'd be good to say each employee assembly meeting ends with a 15-minute open forum segment where opinions and feedback from visitors is welcome and encouraged. So that there's actually something that, say, yeah, I come, I got a chance to talk.
Anything else? Motion to adjourn?
How about a first?
Oh, yeah,
motion. Okay, motion. All right.
That got so
cool.
Yes,
I did.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.